It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat, which looks like some sort of black hole sun. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Yeah, what is it?
How are you doing?
Me? I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really took your advice to heart the other day, C-53. You said I shouldn't be wearing these shorts. Lost them. Got rid of them.
That's sort of why I'm talking about this. You gotta put something on.
Well, the robe doesn't really tie anymore.
Yeah.
I would say from 80% of the angles, I'm good, right?
Yeah, it's the 20% that I'm concerned about.
Okay, all right. It's okay to live by my own rules for a while.
Oh, is this the intervention?
Yeah.
Hey,
what?
Hey, Black.
Yeah, what is it?
Put on some pants.
Yeah, Papa. You look like you've given up in a big way.
AJ, you are constantly taking off your armor and you're completely...
But I look like this!
Oh, that's a good point. You have the body of a chiseled marble rod.
Also, importantly, he puts the armor back on.
Yeah. Okay.
Just get some pants. Is that crazy for me to ask you to do that?
You know what? I'm going to defer to the captain, who famously likes nakedness. So, captain.
One second. I've now... Okay, Horsehead is down for a nap. Hey, Plek.
Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah, what is it?
Your pants, where are they?
The thing is...
Make him put on pants, Captain Dar. Make him put on pants.
I have pants. I have pants for him. Some of the old stars used to hang out. All right, drop in the box of pants.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Whoa.
Bargy, these don't even have the same number of legs as a Tellurian.
What? Papa, don't make me do this.
What, AJ, what are you
doing? Put the pants on.
AJ.
Put them on.
Okay, fine. I'm putting them on.
No, not those.
Yeah.
What? These are cool. These sort of look like athletic leggings.
Those do nothing for your figure.
Oh, Papa, they don't cut a line at all. This is starting to freak me out because Papa's given up, Dar's uptight, Bargy's not an actress. I'm freaking out, man!
AJ, you know, it's important to kind of mix it up every once in a while. That way, you know, nobody gets bored of what we're doing.
What, are we just going to add another crew member or something like that?
I mean, we may, maybe, at some point. You know, every once in a while, you
gotta... Opening up my hatch for a new crew member!
Oh, no, Bargy!
Alright, closing my hatch.
Oh, boy.
Things are different, and I don't like it.
Okay.
AJ, you might just have to get used to it.
Yeah, AJ, things change, you know?
Captain Dar, I have an incoming transmission from Temporary Emergency and the Serial Negotiations Missions Operations Manager, Norman Thunderboy.
Sorry, guys, I meant to call earlier. I was running late. I had to, I was at Dale's memorial. So,
Dale.
Dale.
Everyone seems pretty broken up about
it. They asked me to speak at it. It was awkward.
Hey, you remember when you cheered when I shot him?
AJ.
And you're like, you got him right between the eyes.
I know, but at that point we thought it was like a murderous beast, not a beloved denizen of the planet.
Right. With a family.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, well.
How's the office life, Nermit?
Oh, it's really solid. Look at these ceilings, like this perfect, shiny, curved ice. Everything's
yeah,
so
cool.
Smooth and reflective.
Yeah.
I can check my look. Check
you're sort of, like, back in your element.
You mean...
Right? This is, like, familiar to you.
Yeah, yeah. What? Why?
Nothing. Just feels good.
AJ's right,
AJ.
Struggling with
AJ.
Change.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
It's a big transition time for him, and, well, it's a little difficult.
Yeah.
His gun has been in and out of his butt several times already today, so...
Okay.
I think his butt is just a little tired, so...
Well, you know what I got for you guys?
What's
that?
A mission.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the deal. Thank Rod we were able to send that message out from the tower on that planet full of mutants because we got a response.
And really? What?
Yes. We got a response to Sisu's announcement that she's going to unify the galaxy within the void of power left after the Emperor became the Allweed. And here's the thing. The first message back came from the Zixdishnian Quartile.
The Zixdishnian Quartile?
The Zixdishnian Quartile.
How old is this person?
Yes, exactly. That is what the Sixth Quadrant used to be called during the monarchy. The address came from Castle Vornakian.
Ooh.
Castle. These are rich, rich, rich former monarchy who want to support Sisu's mission. Ew. We're going to go here and get critical support.
Great.
Speaking of critical, from a development standpoint, I just want to say that this is real hot right now.
Oh, really? Monarchy scripts are getting greenlit?
Yep.
You're talking about the show, The Croon.
The Croon. Ah, so good.
But it's about how the monarchy formed the Croon currency system.
Yep.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Captain Dar, permission to be excited about this mission?
Yeah, AJ.
Everyone cover your ears.
Feel it at full force.
Woo!
Okay.
Let's do this! Mission time!
Okay.
Just got permission to be excited!
Captain Dar, do you want me to come along on the mission, or should I stay on the old ship?
Just a quick aside, Plek. Don't worry. We're not talking about you.
Okay. I really think I need Plek on this mission.
Really?
For reasons that are specific to me.
Okay. One small request. If he comes, he has to wear the pants.
I don't know how to reinforce the pants.
Oh, what if we do something like reverse psychology, where we, like, reverse our gun and point it at him and be like, do it!
No,
well, why not? I feel like...
If we're still doing the Assad, I just want to say, please, please take him.
The days grow ever near when we will be gloriously consumed by the cleansing power of the Allweed. Yes! Yes! The Allweed shall open its fiery gates, unlocking our perfect oblivion. But until then, life is kind of boring and we still have to do our lame jobs and stuff as we await our horrific salvation. That's why I subscribe to Shudder, which gives you unlimited access to stream exclusive horror films and series, horror classics and blockbuster hits, all ad-free on all your favorite devices for just $5.99 per month. I marvel at Shudder's vast growing collection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. So don't wait. Get started streaming the best horror, thriller, and supernatural content. Shudder's expertly curated collection includes titles like The Acclaimed Tigers Are Not Afraid, One Cut of the Dead, Revenge, the acclaimed Creepshow TV series produced by Greg Nicotero, and the all-new series The Deadlands. To try Shudder free for 30 days, go to Shudder.com and use promo code ZIX. That's SHUDDER.com with promo code ZYXX. It is the best entertainment out there. Short of being atomized into sublimity by the magnificent Allweed. That's Shudder.com, promo code ZIX. Now quickly, the Allweed rises in the east. Strip your mortal bodies bare and join me in our daily shrieking. Shudder.com!
Now, great Allweed!
Mission 2, gonna be fine, great, 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 all good, no worries.
Hey, Captain, you're not gonna have, like, a meltdown like last time, right? When we had all those mutants coming at us and you freaked out?
Nope, can't say that I'm planning on another meltdown, no.
Oh, that's...
Holy crorp. This castle is no joke. C-53, is this the only structure on the planet?
No, but it is 40% of the planet's surface.
Wow.
Yeah, the monarchy was... The wealth inequality was significant.
Wow, there's so many peasants.
Yeah, a lot of peasants.
Boy. Oh. Boy. Okay.
Get out of here. AJ, don't kick... AJ, you can't kick someone just because they're a peasant.
Plek, respectfully, as captain, I'll be the one to tell AJ what he can and cannot do.
Yeah, you're right.
Captain Dark, permission to kick these ratty peasants. These ratty peasants.
AJ, don't kick the peasants.
Oh.
Yeah, good job, Dar.
Good greetings. I see the peasant folk have bothered you most hastily. Separate. Separate. There.
Captain Dard.
Yeah?
Do you think those boys are twins or clones?
Honestly, at this point, I couldn't say.
It's hard to tell. When you go to a new planet, you can't tell what the deal is.
We are identical twins.
I'm Dean, and I'm Petey.
Hey, does anyone notice that their mouths aren't moving and I can hear them in my head?
Yeah.
So we just agree, they're, like, weird, right? Is that what we're trying to say?
Look, guys, I think we established these asides they can hear.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Sorry. So you're Dean and Petey, huh?
Yeah. Petey and I come from a long line of Vernakian telepaths.
Dean and Petey.
Yes.
How old are you?
Two.
Okay. That's fine. I think I see what's happening. The planet Vernakia actually orbits its star once every 12 years, so in Taurian terms, they're 24.
Yeah. Please follow us inside Castle Vernakian. Yes.
Wow, this place is incredible.
You know, Dean, you've got a lot of portraits done of your family.
Yeah, look at all these.
Oh, yes, it's every Vernakian in history, ever since Saint Vernakian the First.
Well, Saint Vernakian the First, I mean, he was one of the first advisors to the monarch.
That's right. The only person who knew the monarch's true identity was Saint Vernakian.
Oh, wow.
Everyone assumed that, you know, everyone tried to assassinate him all the time, so they kept it a secret.
Wait, hold on. There was a monarchy?
AJ.
What? There was the Federated Alliance.
Yep.
Ah, yes.
Uh-huh.
There was the Rebellion.
Uh-huh. Sure.
There was the Empire.
Okay.
There's a monarchy?
Before the Federated Alliance.
When you became a Clint.
Yeah.
That was during the monarchy.
Huh. I think I must have gotten mind wiped.
I just don't think you were paying attention.
Yeah, I think it's more likely you didn't know who you were working for.
Maybe.
Yeah, AJ, how do you feel when you see... how do you feel when you see this seal?
Oh, well, I'm bowing, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Down on the ground in under 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah, well, whenever I see that seal, I automatically think get down on the ground.
Yes. Is that where that comes from?
What?
Look at the seal.
Get down on the ground.
Oh, wow. Okay. There it is.
Okay, yeah.
What are you guys trying to connect?
Don't worry, you're pretty little
head
about
don't worry too much.
Dean, there seem to be a lot of, like, guys, watch me do a little diplomacy. Seems like you have a little bit of, like, fancy people, but you also have, like, really poor people who look really hungry. So what's that about? Is that your fault or what?
Oh, wow. Oh, that is...
Who taught AJ what diplomacy was?
I heard it.
Yes, Petey and I.
We're rich as junk.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, we can tell that just from this entry hall.
Yeah, look at this crazy hot chandelier.
Oh, wow.
There's an entire crystalline replica of the castle in the chandelier.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
I'd say it's beautiful, but it hurts to look at.
Yeah, it's a lot of crystal.
And we added a strobe effect.
Okay. No more.
Oh, man, wait till I tell Bargy about this. She's gonna be so pissed because the Croon is not like this at all.
Yeah, they might take some
Petey Dean
license.
You ever heard of the show The Croon?
We love The Croon.
Really?
We love The Croon so much. We've seen every episode of
The Croon. Is it accurate to what the monarchy was like?
Oh, we don't know.
It looks cool.
It's about you guys, though, right? On some level.
Everyone's hot in it, and yeah.
Okay, all right.
Your Royal Highnesses, time for you to blow diamond kisses.
Oh, okay. Open your mouth, Petey.
They're spitting diamonds at each other.
Now open your mouth,
Dean.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Now open your mouth, Petey.
Pretty gross.
I wish I had a brother.
Now open your mouth, Dean.
Did you do work with like 1,000 guys exactly like him?
Should really relate to this.
Work friends? Genetically, it's exactly the same situation. You were genetically identical.
So. I don't know. Look at them kissing diamonds back at one another. Everything here is very fancy.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bark, a bark.
Ah.
A bark, a bark.
Ah, wolf creature, blessed be.
And may we lick the face?
Captain Dar, it's really funny they call dogs wolf creatures here.
Also hilarious that it's a wolf creature, but it makes a bark noise.
Yeah, also, I don't know if you could call it a dog. It seems awfully fancy.
That's true.
Ah, yes.
Yes, wolf creature, it is time for your samba classes. Yes.
Bark, bark.
Wolf creature must go to their dancing classes
so they can stay fit.
As the owner of a pair of athletic leggings, I would just like to say that I appreciate fitness as well.
Wow, okay, Boomer. That's
wow. He has you read, Plex.
What does that mean?
The Boomerians are notoriously off-touch species.
Get out of
here. We don't want to talk to you right now. Hey, can we talk to the coolest people on the ship, please?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely not talking to me if that's what you're looking for.
Can you go to the corner or something?
I mean, sure, yeah, okay, all right. Oh, wow.
We're so sorry about that.
You
guys need to know. We will be embarrassed if you guys keep acting like him, okay?
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh, we don't act like Plek. In fact, we really brought him down here as a favor.
Okay.
He was just sort of very depressed, and we thought it might help if he got out of the ship. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
Hey, Papa.
Yeah?
How does it feel being back in the field?
I mean, it's good. I've sort of been asked to hang back, so it feels a little worse, I would say.
We're all a crew. I'm the captain. I'm Captain...
Oh, I mean, I wasn't going to ask names, because I already knew them.
Right.
You're Captain Dar.
Uh-huh.
And you're Plek Dexeter.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't talk.
Okay.
And you're AJ.
That's right. Yeah.
And the computer who's... Well, you caught me.
Wow, okay.
I can't read computers.
It's still amazing you can transmit to a cube.
Mm-hmm. We have great surround sound telepathy on this planet.
Hey, Mr. Robot Man, they're calling you a computer?
That's a monarchy era thing. I couldn't really make the distinction between AIs and droids, so they just call them all computers.
It's all bleep bloops to me.
We believe in the finer things in life, not tech.
We believe in the opera. And
snuff.
I'm sorry. I'm taking myself out of exile here for a second. Did you say you used snuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are you out of the corner?
I was just admonished for being old, but snuff, I mean, that's like a 500-year-old.
You guys don't do snuff?
I mean, no.
Everyone does it here on this planet.
Yeah.
You can't do snuff.
May I offer the coolest people in the room water that hurts the roof of your mouth when you drink it?
I'm
okay.
No, all the cool people will have it. Captain's decision.
All right.
Sorry, this is actually a pretty big risk for me to drink anything.
Captain's decision. I don't want to lose their trust.
All right, everyone but Plek, get your snuff ready.
And oh, we're doing the snuff, too.
Oh, yes, everyone, there's a line in front of you.
Yeah, we're all going to do a line of snuff.
We all have to be cool.
Yeah, this snuff and water is really going to jack me up. It's a lot of fine particulates. I really shouldn't do this.
Well, listen, this is a captain's decision that we want Petey and Dean to trust us. So we are going to do drugs and drink water that has too much carbonation in it. Can I get an aye-aye?
Aye-aye.
Okay.
Everyone roll up your croons and let's do this. Oh, wow. They party hard. They are the coolest.
Oh, boy. Right into my ocular process.
Okay.
In the water.
Are you supposed to be smoking?
Oh, no. Oh, no, somebody put that out.
Somebody put that out.
We will put it out.
C53, are you okay?
Oh no, the midnight shadow frame does not like snuff, and it really does not like water.
Put more water on the computer.
Hot water. That'll help it. Hotter.
Please don't.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm just gonna remove C's cube.
Oh no.
Your technology enhanced friend has been decommissioned.
I can give him another frame
to encapsulate if you'd prefer.
That would be hella chill.
That would be so cool. So cool. So very, very cool.
Hell yeah, Knight. Hell yeah, Rook.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Knight. Hell yeah, Rook. Let's get that frame for my friend here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, we have this old silver chassis from a vampire.
Wow, it's very intricate.
Are you sure this is going to work as a droid frame? I mean, it sort of looks like a coffin.
Yes, it's more of an Iron Maiden.
Oh.
My great-grandfather, Saint Vernakian, developed this chassis as a bloodletting device when he was bit by a vampiric queen.
Oh, jeez.
And needed to bloodlet constantly.
So...
So let me further describe it. It is a former Iron Maiden that your cube-shaped friend can fit inside.
Oh.
But they'll be pierced constantly.
Well, I guess the option right now is no frame or frame. And Captain's decision, it goes to the frame. But I'll block.
Now crank the spike.
Oh.
There's no arm going into the cube.
Wait, the cube is being hit by the spikes?
Oh, yes.
What is this?
Steve, are you okay?
No. Every movement is... Just scraping against the exterior of my cube.
Yes, it's how great-grandfather wanted it.
This is a living hell.
Why would a cube slot be in a torture device?
You know, it was just a standard unit of measurement for a while. It was very easy to retrofit them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This frame doesn't have legs.
Sorry, C-53.
Your Majesty, what about this frame here? It's all, like, spooky and ancient.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, this is Saint Vernakian.
Hey, dude, that sort of looks like a corpse.
Oh, can we just put the cube in that?
No. If anyone from not this planet touches this, they will be doxed beyond belief. They will be canceled.
Ah, hell yeah, Rush. Hell yeah, Knight.
What does docks mean?
To drag somebody down to the docks and hold them underwater until they're dead.
Oh, that makes sense. Be canceled.
That means it's a capital offense.
Oh.
And they'll be canceled to death.
Your life is canceled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Hey, AJ, quick aside.
Yeah, you got it, Captain.
I feel like I'm really feeling the snuff, and you feel so normal. Your face feels so normal still. Why
really
are you still so okay?
Because my body metabolizes things quicker, not actually altered by many chemicals.
Wow, same, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm
really?
The only one feeling it right now?
Don't worry, yeah, I'm definitely feeling things.
Hey,
Captain, request a side with Plek. Hey, Papa.
What's up?
So C's kind of getting tortured right now, and Dara's, like, on snuff.
Listen, I think we just gotta take C's cube out of that torture device and just figure it out when we get back to the ship.
Make this?
The other thing I'm having trouble with is determining what is weird and what is fancy.
Oh.
Hey, Dean. Yeah, Petey? Hoist me up to the chandelier.
Whoa, they're just swinging on it. One's got the other's feet, and they're just swinging on it.
Oh, boy.
What do you think, AJ? Fancy or weird?
I mean, both, I think, right?
Yep, we're in the overlap of the Venn diagram. Please take me out of this for you.
We were so busy having a chill time, we forgot to ask, why are you guys here?
This telepathy might not be quite as strong as we originally anticipated.
Hell yeah, Rook. Hell yeah. All right.
Hell yeah, Pawn.
So...
Hell yeah, Knight.
My super chill, super cool friends and I are here, and we've been like... We've all been getting along, right?
Don't slap my back, please.
Yeah, see? Hell yeah, Bishop. So, like, we were just, like, all here hanging, all here, like, so cool, so cool, so cool. And we want your money. We want crew.
Okay, Dar. No.
So for crew?
Listen,
we're
Captain,
here for crew.
Captain.
Fleck, could you help me here?
Yes, absolutely.
Fleck.
Dar, listen.
Pet the Fleck. Petting Fleck. Pet
Dean, Petey, listen, what our captain is trying
I'm
to say
Dean,
is
he's
that,
Petey.
I'm sorry. It's,
Papa.
You keep swinging in circles on the chandelier, and it's hard for me to...
Pet Fleck.
I'm just an old, dumb piece of shit.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay.
Petting Fleck.
I'm just an old, dumb piece of shit here to tell you, Dean.
What did I just say?
I thought you were... You just
Papa,
said...
Keep up.
When you don't move your mouths, it's hard for me to tell which of you is talking at any given time.
Dar was maybe doing a
better
job.
What?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tellurian.
Okay, all right, Dar. My head is petted out, I think, at this point.
You're Petey. Right. I think
Dean.
It's time for you to pet my head.
Okay, sure. Listen, Dean and Petey, we came here because we were summoned because you saw a transmission we made from Sifu Gundu.
Right, so you guys are the envoy from Sisu Gundu. Hell yeah, Bishop.
Yeah,
give me an L shape, knight.
Gotcha, yep. King me.
What are you doing, man?
You're, like, really blowing it.
You are not cool at all.
You're no chess piece. You're none of the pieces.
What?
No deal. Please leave.
Okay.
Peace,
you know what?
Love
hey.
Your hairstyle. Get out of here.
All right.
Whoa. Oh, my rod.
Papa's depressed. Dar's on drugs. C's in a torture chamber. I'm the only one left. Give us your money.
Oh, my God. We've never seen one of those.
Put him in the bag.
Such advanced technology.
AJ.
Oh, you guys are doing better? You guys are chucking it all up.
Oh, my freaking rod.
Yeah. No, I've got a blaster on you. This is my kind of diplomacy.
AJ, this is not necessary.
Listen, everybody's falling apart.
AJ,
this is what I do.
All right, I'll give you 500,000. 500,000 kroon.
Okay, thank you. Good.
500,000 kroon.
Okay, well, I'll give you 5 billion.
Yeah,
is
okay.
That okay?
That was a
what?
Big
job.
So,
that was like one number, and then it was a much bigger number.
Great negotiating, Papa.
I'm so scared.
Good, thank
I'll do
you.
Whatever you want.
All right.
No, Petey, Dean, you don't have to. You don't have to do this.
We accept.
Captain just accepted. Get the crew. Get it now.
Dean, Petey, we're
so
not
entitled.
Trying. We're not trying to rob you.
Awesome. We're doing a really great job of robbing them.
You literally pulled guns out of your butt.
Okay, one of
no,
us did that.
We're so privileged. We've never faced anything this difficult or hard before.
Dean. Oh no!
I'm so scared. I've never been this. Please. Please take whatever you want.
A bark.
Oh, take Whoop Creature.
No, we can't do that.
We do not want the Whoop Creature.
We're taking this. We're taking Save the North.
You can't take Saint Vernacki.
We're not taking some weird cursed frame.
You can't take Saint Vernacki, and he was petrified by the vampiric queen that seduced him.
There's no way I'm putting my team in that thing.
It's fine. It's cool.
AJ, Petey and Dean told us that's literally their great-grandfather's corpse.
It's the husk of my great-grandfather. It's the husk.
It just happens to be cube-shaped.
Wow.
Also, it's the one that if you touch it, you get doxxed and canceled.
Okay, so we're not taking that, but we're taking the money. Well, thank you for diplomacying with us.
That's not a word. That's,
please
listen.
Don't kill us.
All
please.
Right, we won't. And okay. That is how you do protocol.
Okay, listen.
Let's get going.
Please don't tell my parents.
You have parents?
Yeah, we have parents, but they're away. They left us the place for the weekend. They're on the Cape.
Oh, no.
The Cape of Saint Vernacian.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
That checks out.
Yes, it's the other side of the planet.
Do you want to get out of the torture
box?
Okay.
Wait, before you guys go, just could you, like, refill some of the liquor bottles with, like, just make it look like you didn't take all of it? Like, do half
yeah,
the water.
I don't know.
Nope. You got to learn some consequences.
No. They trusted us. They trusted us.
Listen.
Listen, Nermit, I don't feel good about how we came by this money.
What do you mean? This is... I've never seen this many zeros. They're on the right side of the decimal point. Or left side, the good side.
Yeah, zero on the right side has no value.
Great job! This is an unadulterated win.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was a win, but... I just can't shake the feeling we took advantage of a couple of children.
Plek, it's worth remembering those were 24-year-old adults.
That's true.
Also, Plek, if it makes you feel any better, during the monarchy era, the Vernakians obtained almost their entire fortune through sticking up other families.
What, are you serious?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, very, very weird.
I think it's fancy.
They're a wolf creature, ain't wolf creature kind of time.
Wow. I still feel a little guilty about robbing... At gunpoint.
Hey, hey, I know I don't do the missions, okay? But I just gotta say, I agree with Plek.
Oh, thank you, Bargy.
I agree with Plek. That much
what?
Money, and you don't give me any of it?
Bargy.
Well, could listen to how my wing is sounding these days, by the way.
That's not a good sound.
Fair.
Hey, Barge?
Yeah?
Development, you, like, get stories, right? And you make them things?
Yeah.
What would you say about a story about two telepathic little boys whose grandfather was a vampire and, like, was bit by a vampire queen and they're, like, super rich and they're, like, sexy and have parties and stuff?
Yeah, that's on the new season of The Croon.
Oh!
I mean, I wish I could write that. Wow! That's a great story. Already done.
Oh.
Barge, thanks for lending me this loader droid. I don't know how long it's going to be until we get me another frame.
Yeah, sorry about the midnight shadow.
No, no, Plek. You shouldn't be apologizing. You're not the captain. See, I'm sorry about the midnight shadow and that I wanted you to be cool.
Darn, peer pressure is a powerful force. I'll miss the midnight shadow, but not as much as I won't miss the torture chamber I was in.
Sure.
I just wanted to apologize for doing diplomacy back there, because...
I don't think we'd call it diplomacy, actually.
I'm just saying... Oh, good job.
Oh, you brought one of those seals with you.
I didn't feel like it would be good to have.
Oh.
Where's that? Sisu?
Ooh, we're getting the slow clap.
Everyone, Sisu Gundu is here.
Nermit.
Yes.
Are you all with the team?
Yes, I was just congratulating them on the incredible haul.
I want to congratulate them in person.
Yes.
We were in mourning after the loss of Dale. I even thought about stopping my noble mission of reunification. Because if there are people so bad out there to kill dearest Dale, why would I want to bring them together? But this gives me hope, you know? You are a team that did a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
We have gathered every team's croon donations, and we have made over 5 billion croons.
Yes, well, we have a great captain.
Aw, thanks, Plek.
Now, because we're a team, I won't be naming names of who deserves the most credit.
All right.
You did good! You did good! You did good!
He's like specifically not pointing at me.
You did really good! You up there! I see you! You did good!
There's not even anyone up there!
You did good!
I wish we'd gotten a little credit, but
that's
okay.
You did good! Oh, that's a table! The table did good!
Oh,
the table did good!
There's no way that table did as well as we did.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Captain Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Teen Mom Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Petey and Dean St. Vernakian were played by special guest David Bloodband. David is best known for playing the human fish on The Chris Gethard Show and Virgil, the record store guy, on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. You can see him perform in New York every Saturday night with the UCB improv team, GOAT. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by FAME's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening call narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goitz. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we host
Round Springfield.
Round Springfield is a new Simpsons podcast that is Simpsons adjacent. Mm-hmm. In its topic, we talk to Simpsons writers, directors, voiceover actors, you name it, about non-Simpsons things that they've done because, surprise, they're all extremely talented.
Absolutely. For example, David X. Cohen worked on The Simpsons, but then created a little show called Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
That's our very first episode. Yeah. So tune in for stuff like that with Yardley Smith, with Tim Long, with different writers and voice actors. It's going to be so much fun. And we are every other week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like MaximumFun.org podcasts, chances are you are an enthusiastic consumer of good media.
Which is why we're here to tell you about the Outlier Show on MaximumFun.org. The one that just doesn't fit.
The Greatest Generation is a Star Trek podcast by a couple of guys who are a little bit embarrassed to have a Star Trek podcast, and that MaximumFun.org is probably a little bit embarrassed to call one of its shows.
And that, more than anything, should inspire you to subscribe and download The Greatest Generation. What is this thing?
Why is it here?
Who listens?
All of these answers can be found if you subscribe to The Greatest Generation using your podcatcher or by going to MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
So hell yeah. Hell yeah, pimp. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, player.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, pimp.
I love this.
Hell yeah.
I love this captain.
What is player and pimp? What are these words?
These are old monarchy words.
Wait, no, you're not. You're dead.
Part of their chess.
You're right.
Chess pieces.
Chess pieces. Hell yeah, knight. Hell yeah, rook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, knight. Hell yeah, rook. Let's get that frame
hell
for
yeah,
my friend
pawn.
Here.
Oh, we have this old silver chassis from a vampire we killed.
Wow, it's very intricate.
Wait, how would a cube fit in that frame? I don't know. It looks like a suit of armor.
It's more of an Iron Maiden, but it was outfitted as a suit of armor when a Saint Vernacian was infected with a vampiric disease and needed to bloodlet constantly.
So,
wait, should we narrow down what it is?
let me further describe it. It is a former Iron Maiden that is a cube-shaped suit of armor that your friend can fit inside. Oh. But they'll be pierced constantly.